This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Grand conversation with Kenelo, who's a visual artist and a curator. I love people like Kenelo, and I'll tell you why. I love them. My favorite people on earth. People who do what we call pivoting, right, in their careers. People who have what we call, I don't call them CVs anymore, by the way. So I don't ask people to, I won't say CV, I'll say profile. Please share your profile. And I'll tell you why I call it a profile, because more and more we're seeing, especially within our generation, and maybe, you know, people who are a few years older than us, we're starting to see people, for example, from faculty who graduated from the Faculty of Engineering or Technology go into artistic spaces later in their career, or who merge that and bring them together. And of course, Kenelo is also one of those particular people, who someone who attended a technical high school and wanted to become an engineer, but later realized her love of art and, you know, dreamt of attending an art school, as her school did not necessarily offer those subjects. But at the same time, she then led that love and inspired, you know, that essentially inspiration draw from her ability and a skill set that's built from a technical school around technical drawing and a STEM education background, to say, hey, let me this contribute towards my visual arts or this particular new career that I'm taking forth. Kenelo, a very good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Kenelo, you excite me. You excite me. And I say that because, and I mean, I really enjoy it when people sort of participate in different subsets of what would ordinarily be called opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yes,
and just bring that forth and do this beautiful thing that you're doing. Tell me, when you're saying that you're a curator, Kenelo, I know this sounds very simplistic, but what are we referring to? What are we curating?
Okay. So I don't think I can go into what the word actually means, because I might just embarrass myself.
You know what?
But
it's okay.
Yeah. But in visual arts, as a curator, I would be the one who organizes the exhibition, source the artists who are going to be part of the exhibition, and I would choose the artworks, and yeah, just that organizing that whole part of it.
Kenelo, let's in terms of visual arts as well. Yes, understandably so. You've got a background in a technical, I would say, technical education or technical training, if I may, and then you sort of branch into the into visual arts. What's the merge there? In terms of, I mean, the relationship between your technical background as well as now your participation in arts, do you see sort of the other one contributing to the other? Do you see the other one, kind of, what's that word? Do you see the other complementing the other?
Yeah, I would say so. Although at first I wouldn't have thought they would at all. Because, like, when I did go to a technical high school, I wasn't even aware that I could be an artist or even that that was a thing. But, I mean, I would say, most of all, in terms of, like, my technical acuteness or my attention to detail, it did come as a really good asset to have had such a technical training and attention to detail. And yeah, I think that's pretty much as it goes. But I mean, it also spills into my interest as, like, more than an artist, just as a person who's interested in the sciences, interested in architecture. So I guess in a sense, it made me a more grounded in everything. I don't know, a jack of all trades, sort of. Yeah.
the appreciation, in full appreciation of you know, you being a jack of all trades, or you know, being trained to then become a jack of all trades as a result of your talent and your skill set, you then go and receive massive awards and great things. In 2015, you received the excuse my spelling, Reynold Kasira Award. What was that based on? Which body of work of yours was this based on?
That was actually based on a body of work that is inspired by the sciences. I was looking at the microscopic world, but also in general, the relationship between order and chaos, both from the microscopic level and from the macroscopic level. And so I was, a lot of the work had the visual language of like bacteria and cells and, you know, just looking at that, but also with like geometric work. So juxtaposing those two, the more organic artworks with like dots and then looking at the geometric patterns.
Kenelwe, you then have facilitated a couple of workshops, including the Pretoria Art Museum, which holds a very special place in my heart. It's somewhere in Acadia, and I used to pass there every day as a child. You know, the American Embassy, the Coloured Cube. What more of your work can we look forward to, or that is publicly available for us to go have a viewing of, or just learn a little bit more about?
I mean, right now, I'm excited to say that I just launched a campaign with Mr. Price Home.
Lovely.
Which is a fantastic one because it's about local women in the arts. And it's such a great honor to be part of it because, like, that was also unexpected when it came. Yeah, that's something to look forward to. We launched yesterday, so I urge everyone to check it out. There's another female artist, and we collaborated on a homeware sort of collection.
I mean, I'm excited to learn of that, and I'm excited to learn more of your work. And anyway, social media pages, are we able to view your work on any of the social media platforms?
Yes, on Instagram. You can just search for Kenelwe Mokoena and my handle will come up. It's like KE_NEIL_WE.
Kenelwe, we appreciate your time this morning. I wish you all the best. And I'm going to go see
your
work with the Mr. Price Home collection that you've put together and all the other work that you've made available on your public pages.
All right. Thanks.
We appreciate you. That's Kenelwe Mokoena. There, Kenelwe Mokoena, Mokoena, spelled M-O-K-O-E-N-A, by the way, as who we've been talking to, someone with a STEM background, but at the same time, who just continues to do great things in the world of arts, and of course, has received numerous awards there. 0861-987-000. After this, we chat to Sisi Pombalo and Ralph Musonza, who are from the Department of Politics and International Relations at the University of Johannesburg. And we're talking conversations on implications on the African state as beneficiaries of USAID, in particular to laws and policies that have been implemented by the US, and how we can get implicated by that by ways of being beneficiaries thereof. Of course, you will learn that we will probably zoom into a specific conversations around bodily autonomy in particular, or bodily independence and our abilities to, you know, I mean, of course, zoomed into conversations around abortion around the US and the laws thereof in the last couple of weeks. But how do we get implicated by certain laws or laws that match up to that? Of course, it's news headlines.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.